Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week, we're taking a deep dive into the Stargate prophecies with Billy Crone. Donald Perkins will help us better understand the Book of Revelation, and Josh Davis will share the latest headlines from the end times. All of these timely topics and information are made possible because of your prayers and financial support. Know that your gift of any amount today will allow Watchmen on the Wall to continue bringing clarity to the chaos and letting the whole world hear that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Faithful friends, it's our effort to have 500 monthly supporters join the work here at Southwest Radio Ministries. It's underway right now. I'm so excited to let you know that we've got families and individuals that have committed to supporting SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall on a monthly basis. Will you join these faithful friends with your monthly gift? Visit swrc.com and click on Donate Now, or simply call 800-652-1144. Please, friends, be one of the faithful 500 this month. Your recurring monthly gift helps us continue this kingdom-sized mission every single day. Time to go into the studio and learn about the Stargate prophecies from author and pastor Billy Crone. Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino.
We have Billy Crone on our show once again. Now, why is that? Well, he's very prolific and has great stuff to offer. Our listeners love Billy Crone, and I really enjoy chatting with him. We have a new book by Billy Crone, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. This is a new 2025 book, plus a 5-disc video series that goes along with the book. In our discussion with Billy Crone, we will discuss how Donald Trump's decision to launch the AI Stargate program has single-handedly ratcheted up a plethora of Bible prophecy-related passages that simultaneously reveal how close we really are to the rapture of the church. Billy Crone, thank you so much for being with us on our show once again.
Thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on.
Well, an opening question that I know our listeners are dying to have some clarification on is this. Is the AI Stargate program launched by President Trump proof that he really does not want to make America again? Well, I mean, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is a weird dichotomy, and I'm sure you've noticed this since the election. And both are unhealthy extremes, right? And so if you look on the one hand, you talk to people about Trump, and then if you say anything positive about him, the one side goes, oh, no, you voted for the Antichrist. You drunk the Kool-Aid. You're a anti-Christian. You're a brainwashed idiot. I can't believe that. And then they shut you off. But then you go to the other end of the spectrum. If you say something like, hey, Trump launched his Stargate program, and it's going to give AI a boost, and it has everything to do with Bible prophecy, and I think we need to talk about that. Then what do they say? Oh, what are you, an anti-American leftist liberal communist traitor?
Right.
And then they shut you off. When we're all supposed to be working together in the last days, getting the gospel out. And so it's like this weird dichotomy. And so, if anything, through this study, we're trying to get people, can we come back to a biblical balance here? I'm not saying that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. I don't believe that. I'm not saying that he's not trying to do some good things from a like economic perspective for America. I'm not saying that. But don't call me the Antichrist and don't shut me off. But then, I'm telling you, there's a big group over there. They don't even want to hear about anything prophecy-related, including in the Trump administration, because they literally have made up their minds, and some people have actually verbalized this. I'm on a 4-year vacation. Hoo-wee. And so they don't want to hear anything. It's like, no. Believe it or not, Bible prophecy did not stop just because Trump got in office. You realize that, Christian. And we're Christians, we're truth-tellers, so if I called out the previous administration when they were making decisions that had everything to do with Bible prophecy, why can't we talk about it when it happens with this one? And this one started the first day in office. Again, I'm not saying Donald Trump did this because he wakes up every day saying, I'm doing all this for the answer. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, can we talk about it? Because it has stuff to do with Bible prophecy. But the AI Stargate program, most people don't realize, was, again, it was a decision being made the very first day that Trump got in office. And if you look at AI and the development of AI, it's a huge watershed Bible prophecy moment and topic Because I'm convinced you cannot have the events of the Antichrist kingdom in the seven-year tribulation without the development of AI. Because you look at Revelation 13 and you look at the events that are going on there, which, by the way, are global. It clearly says that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to micromanage the planet. And it's not just with the easy one to demonstrate, the buying and selling. If you don't take this mark, you can't buy and sell. So that means they have to micromanage every financial, economic transaction on the planet. Okay, that's a given. But it also says they give out a global order to worship the beast, the Antichrist, and if you don't do it, you're going to die. They're going to kill you. That's the punishment, which means they have to be able to give out a global order, which means after the order is given out, they have to have the ability globally to know how people respond to the order, right?
Yes.
And this is what's called an implied Big Brother society. And then they have to know people's exact GPS location, dare I say, in order to, if they do disobey, they know where they're at to take them out, i.e. to kill them. So here's the point. We've had computers for a long time. We've had basically a global economy for a long time. We are super fast switching to a cashless society all over the world. And we've had Big Brother satellites, CCTV camera systems, all this kind of stuff for a long time. The one thing that's been lacking is the ability to tie it all together in a global seamless system 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can't hire enough humans for that. You don't hire a billion people sitting behind computer monitors, monitoring every transaction. It's not feasible. The only way to pull this off is you have to have something literally, quote, superhuman to run the back end of this, right? And so you know where I'm going, Dr. Sparks, you know? It's AI. AI, for the first time in man's history, allows the ability for the Antichrist to create a global infrastructure that will run this kingdom in the seven-year tribulation that will micromanage the planet. And Trump's decision to launch the AI Stargate program put it on steroids.
Wow. You know, at its core, the Stargate project is about infrastructure, AI infrastructure to be exact. OpenAI is partnering with tech heavyweights like Oracle, NVIDIA, and Microsoft to build cutting-edge computing systems in the United States. So their ultimate goal, to develop AGI AI, which can outperform most economically valuable tasks and artificial superintelligence, which surpasses human capability. So it's like we're not killing humans, we're just making humans obsolete.
And that's the other thing. These people who've been developing AI for a long time, even long before the Stargate program was launched by Trump, which, by the way, folks, you got to realize, the Stargate program was a $500 billion, not million, $500 billion investment to speed up the process of development of AI. That's a half a trillion dollars to speed it up. But as you said, with these people, they freely admit, and this is even before this decision was made, that when AI, and it's not a conspiracy theory, AI is permeating the planet to run the infrastructure for the Antichrist kingdom. It's already happening. It's not coming. It's already being done. But they say when it gets fully implemented, that it will create a society, and this is their term, useless people, because they don't have a job anymore. In fact, and this is what I'm like, okay, Trump, when he made this announcement first day in office, he was excited because he said this is going to create 100,000 jobs. And I don't doubt that. And that's what he's about, right? The economy, building jobs, getting America great again. So I'm not saying he necessarily did this for nefarious reasons. But what these people apparently are not telling him is they said that when AI is fully implemented around the world, it will get rid of 50% of the jobs on the whole planet, Dr. Spargimino.
Right, wow.
And so here's the lead up to this useless people. So therefore, we're going to have a global problem on our hands. What are we going to do with all these useless people who no longer have a job? Well, I kid you not, these same people, as crazy as it sounds, long before this decision was even made, they've said, and they've been asked, well, what are you going to do with all these, quote, useless people? They said, our best guess is we're going to give them a universal basic income. We're going to give them drugs and computer games to keep themselves occupied. It's on video. I kid you not. I go like, okay, I know that's what you're saying, but what are you really going to do? And the reason why I say that is because if useless people sounds familiar, it should. Because Hitler used the same terminology to anybody who did not serve a function in the Third Reich. He called them useless eaters. And a useless eater was not just the Jewish people. A useless eater was anybody who did not serve a function in their Third Reich.
Right.
And that would be a person who's elderly. That's a person who's mentally handicapped. That's a person who's like a paraplegic or a quadriplegic. You don't serve a function. And so Hitler's solution to that was, we're going to get rid of you. Now, as crazy as this sounds, these same guys who, again, I don't think they're telling Trump the whole story, and I'm not saying that Trump is on board for, quote, Hitler useless eaters. I'm just saying these people who have convinced him that this Stargate program is going to be great, they're not telling him the whole story. Because they clearly say, I have another interview, and again, this is on video, of what's really going to happen to these useless people who no longer have a job because AI has taken over half the jobs on the planet.
Right.
Is they say that it's going to create a society of animosity. And because there's going to be some people who still have a job, but half the planet doesn't. And so they're going to continue working their jobs, earning their money, while half the planet is sitting in their houses or homes or apartments, whatever, getting a government check, a universal basic income, it's called UBI, and they get to take drugs and do video games all day long while these people continue to work, right? You thought the animosity against the welfare community was bad, you see nothing yet. And so the guy admits on camera, he says, what's going to happen is it's a setup. He says, people are going to get so mad at those people who get to sit at home with free government money, taking drugs and playing video games, that they're going to call for the extermination of those people, that it's not fair. And that's the ultimate goal. Now, that is exactly what happened in Hitler's day. Now, again, I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler. I'm not saying he's part of that. I'm just saying these people developing AI are admitting that's what they're going to do with it.
Wow. Your book and your material is fantastic. It's Trump and the Stargate Prophecies, the title of the book, and a 5-disc DVD set, which we're offering to our listeners. Billy Crone really does a good job in showing how current events are lining up for the fulfillment of the end-time prophecies in the Bible. And I think what is so very amazing about this is that you did not know the Bible. I mean, you know, people who don't know the Bible, if they don't understand Bible prophecy, it's a terrible thing. You're in the dark. That's why the study of Bible prophecy is so important. Many years ago, when I was a preterist, I really did not understand what is happening in the world today. But wow, if you look at the book of Revelation, look at other prophecies in the scripture, the lights go on. So you can have your own copy of Trump and the Stargate Prophecies book and DVD set. Please give us a call at 1-800-652-1144. And friends, please check out our website, swrc.com. Lots of important info there, as well as special events and conferences. Pastor Billy, let's get back into our discussion. You know, you were thinking and talking about things that would become obsolete, and I'm just reading out of your book. By 2050, human police officers will become obsolete. This mobile police officer on rubber wheels will have no feelings. Can you imagine having police officers with no feelings? I mean, this is kind of a scary world where we're kind of being set up to all be exterminated.
Well, and that's just it. What's happening with AI, it's not just taking over the jobs. They're taking the same AI capability, and they're putting them into robots, right? And some of the robots, of course, we think, oh, they're going to put those into the manufacturing jobs, and that's why a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. Well, yeah, that's part of it. But they're also replacing the human element altogether.
Yes.
And I kid you not, Dr. Sargent, you know, even talking in the military, with AI robotic soldiers. In fact, in other studies I've quoted, General William Cone, he said by 2030, there's that date again, 2030, that 30% of U.S. combat soldiers will be replaced by basically AI Terminator robots. And people don't have a clue of how dangerous that is. And then you go back to the police. Yes, they're robotic police. And because there's a shortage of police, there's a shortage of military. There's a shortage, listen to this, even we have a whole section on this, in the medical industry, a shortage of doctors, a shortage of nurses. And so AI is being used to create robot doctors, robot right. nurses. I even got on video, I'm not joking, robot surgeons, right? But let's just go back to the robot police, right? This is the danger. See, when you remove the human element completely, you remove compassion.
Yes.
Because AI is a machine, and AI can be programmed to do good or not good. And if you were an Antichrist guy and you wanted to do something evil and nefarious, which he will do, then you don't want a human getting in your way. You don't want a human hesitating to obey your horrible
exactly.
order, right?
Yep.
So people need to wake up and realize this is what's coming. They're creating humanless robots along with AI, but they have AI in them, controlling them, and they will follow orders, horrid orders, inhumane orders, because they're just a machine. And this is not coming. It's already being put yeah. into play. And then we have a whole other section, again, with the police aspect. The same time that they're doing robot police, who will carry out any order that's given to them, right? They are using AI to tap into the Big Brother system that's already in place in every major developed country. Yes, folks, even the United States of America. That's all the CCT cameras. And by the way, not just out in public, in restaurants and gas stations and street lights and all that kind of stuff. We're used to that. It's all the Big Brother stuff that we have been conditioned to bring to our home. And I'm talking about the AI smart devices that control your thermostat,
right?
Your AI security system cameras, your AI, again, anything that, with the word smart, just supplant it with the word Big Brother, right? Smartphones, smart cameras, smart security, smart sprinklers, smart car, smart house, smart thermostat. It's all Big Brother. And here's the problem. With all, oh, and by the way, we have actually this on video. This is not a conspiracy theory. Those so-called smart devices like Alexa, Google Home Assistant, all that stuff that you speak into because apparently it's too hard to turn the lights on with your finger. You have to say, Alexa, turn on the lights or whatever. Anyway, all these things are wireless, and every single one is already being tapped into around the globe.
Yep.
And that includes the security cameras. So, again, they can tap into your security cameras into your home. They can watch you in your home because you brought it into your home. You try to leave your home, they're watching you all over the place outside your home. These devices, and I'll just say, and I actually have this on a video in the study, that includes your smartphone. The smartphone is the biggest Big Brother device ever invented in the history of mankind. And I actually have it on video, and this is actually from it was taking place here in Las Vegas, where I live. They demonstrate how easy it is for anybody, anywhere in the world, to hack into your smartphone. Even if you go in airplane mode, even if you turn it off, they could still get into your phone very easily, super quick, and they could turn on your microphone and listen to you, and they could turn on your camera and watch you
right.
from anywhere in the world. So all these Big Brother devices, here's where I'm going with this, they're able to tap into these things anywhere in the world. And by the way, how many people have a cell phone? Everybody has a cell phone, billions of people. And so they're able to tap into all this. AI is monitoring it 24/7, and here's the point. So that means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AI is watching and monitoring everything we do, everything we say, every transaction, every email, everything that we do and search online, everything, every conversation, where we go, our patterns of behavior. In fact, if you notice on your phone, you get in your car, it automatically pops up and it because it knows your pattern of where you drive to work. And so, but here's my point. They've now done that for so long that AI is creating profiles on people, right? And so here's the
yes.
point. They are now doing what's called predictive policing, and they are going to predict people's, quote, bad, unacceptable behavior before it ever happens because they've developed a pattern of behavior on you. Now, what does that sound like? Well, first of all, that's exactly the scenario of the Minority Report movie with Tom Cruise, if you remember that back in the day.
Yep.
And that's the creepy dystopian society that these people were arrested for a crime that they never even committed, but the powers that be said, but we've got a pattern of behavior that you're going to do it in the future, so we're going to arrest you now. This is what is happening, the removing the human element with the police and the military and all that stuff, and then with AI tapping into this Big Brother technology, they're already creating this type of a society. And again, search the term right now, predictive policing. That's their term. Now, in the movie, they call it pre-crime. But it's the exact same thing. And I'll just share with this. We have this on video. They've already launched these systems around the world. One of them was launched in Los Angeles and was already being used on the people. It was called Laser. Check that out if you want. It's already in Europe, right, to predict people's bad behavior. And then, since the Charlie Kirk shooting, they said if we fully implement this type of system, then, quote, and I have this on video, then we will be able to stop these transgender shootings before they even happen.
Wow. Well, let me stop here because we're just about...
Project Gideon. Check it out.
Yeah, we're just about out of time, but friends, we're at the end of our first interview on Trump and the Stargate prophecies. Billy Crone will be back with us. Please tune in to our next broadcast for another fascinating interview with Pastor Billy Crone.
Some are acting since Donald Trump returned to office like we are on a prophetic vacation, saying we can now relax and enjoy life without an apocalyptic care in the world. But is this true? Has Bible prophecy come to a screeching halt since Donald Trump became president again? Absolutely not. In Billy Crone's brand new study, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies, this book and 5-DVD set takes you on an eye-opening journey that unveils how Donald Trump's decision to launch the AI Stargate program has single-handedly ratcheted up a plethora of Bible prophecy-related passages that simultaneously reveals how close we are to the rapture of the church and the 7-year tribulation. Order the book and 5-DVD set today when you call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. Here you'll dive into all the ways the Stargate program is actually helping to fulfill Bible prophecy. 800-652-1144. Josh Davis is here now, ready to share the latest details on our prison outreach ministry, including the launch of our 2026 calendar.
Friends, thank you so much for your prayers and partnership with us in ministry. It's because of faithful friends like you that we are able to continue the vital outreach efforts of SWRC, which include the Onesimus Prison Ministry. And we are so glad to give you an update on what God is doing and how God is working. We are continually amazed that God is continuing to provide for this ministry, but also to continue to bring us new inmates to minister to. And we thank God for a host of new inmates that we have connected with over this last year. And in recent weeks, we've been getting letters from inmates who have seen our 2025 calendar, and they want to get in line for a 2026 calendar and begin to get on our mailing list. That is a great win for our ministry. Why do I say that? It's because it seems like this calendar has become the new front door for the Onesimus ministry. And once that door is open, we're able to send them monthly resources like our Prophetic Observer newsletter and other specific information. And from time to time, we're able, as the funds allow, to offer a book or some kind of discipleship resource to encourage and equip men and women behind bars across America, many of whom have been saved, their lives have been changed by the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're hungry to grow in the Lord. And we are so glad that we can stand beside them to offer them equipping resources so that they can be ministered to and so that they can minister effectively to others. You heard me right. We have men and women who write us every month that are ministering right where they are behind bars to other people, sharing the good news of the gospel, trying to help equip the saints who are there and encourage and disciple. And they're just asking us to continue praying for them. And they use many of the resources, including the Prophetic Observer newsletter and other resources to help equip other believers. In fact, I've got a letter. I want to share just a portion of it with you from one of these ministers behind bars that the Onesimus ministry equips and writes to and converses with on a regular basis. Our friend writes, "We serve a wonderful and a great God. I hope and pray this letter finds you and your loved ones blessed in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. The Lord continues to bless me in immeasurable ways. I continue to be very blessed by your kingdom work. It's truly a great joy having blood-washed believers taking the time out of their busy schedules to correspond with men and women behind the walls. This is a very special gift God has placed on your heart to show the love to what some people would say are the unlovable. One day you will be rewarded by hearing God say, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant.'" And he goes on to detail some of the other blessings that God has brought into his life and how God is working in his unique situation at this present time. And so we are grateful that we can hear that. But friends, I'm not patting SWRC on the back. Thank you for praying for this gospel outreach that is ramping up this time of year. And over the next few months, we'll be shipping out thousands of calendars to inmates across America. Again, dear friends, thanks to you. Thanks to our faithful friends. Thanks to those of you who will give specifically to the Onesimus Prison Ministry Outreach of SWRC. Now, if you'd like to make a contribution to that prison outreach, you can do so by giving us a call, going to the website, and when you're on the website, you can make sure that you select the giving type, and you can make sure that you select the Onesimus Project, and that will go directly to this effort. Also, you can give by mail. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 835, Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618. That's Post Office Box 835, Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618. Thank you so much, dear friends, for your prayers and partnership with us in the Onesimus Prison Ministry Outreach.
In Billy Crone's brand new study, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies, you'll go on an eye-opening journey that unveils how Donald Trump's decision to launch the AI Stargate program has single-handedly ratcheted up a plethora of Bible prophecy-related passages that simultaneously reveals how close we are to the rapture of the church. Order the book and 5 DVD set today when you call 800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. Trump and the Stargate Prophecies, 800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Billy Crone will return with more details on Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.